新年快乐
！Happy New Year！
这场雪是非常的不是大家所期待的。
I think this snow we're getting is kind of unexpected to many of us.
但是在这新年的时候，我们会习惯说什么？新年新希望，新年新计划，是不是
？So what is the thing we almost always say when it's New Year's time? We always say it's New Year, so put up a new face.And have a New Year's resolution.
我们从小你就耳濡目染的听到这样子，新年新计划，新年新希望。
So ever since we were young, we've been hearing this kind of a customary sayings: New Year, let's do something new, have a new plan for this new coming year.
哦，需要稍微解释一下，秀玉弟兄他是临时被抓来翻译的。
So a short explanation. I'm just.Got drafted into interpreting this morning.
那新年新计划，这个呢也影响到我们这些信耶稣的。
So the idea of having a new plan for a new year is also something that influences us Christians as well.
就好像呢，我们可能有人会说呢，在这新的一年呢，我要把圣经呢读一遍。
So many may say, "Well, in this new year, my resolution is to finish reading the Bible." Once. I wonder if any here has already made that resolution.
或者是说我今年呢，我要经常的运动来健身。
Or maybe I'll exercise more to become healthier.
或者是说呢，我今年的话呢，我要多一点时间呢，跟我的配偶呢，多一点两个人谈心的机会。
Another kind of a resolution, maybe I'll spend more time with my spouse, so we have more time to talk.
或者是说呢，我要多一点时间呢，跟我的孩子呢一起阅读，帮跟他呢一起做作业。
Or maybe more time spending with your kids on reading or doing homework together.
或者是呢，跟我的青少年，他们都是小大人的，跟着我青少年的个别的呢跟他们约会。
Could be more time, time going out on dates with our youth children.Who are already growing up.
但是事实是怎么样呢?
But what usually happens in fact?
两三个月之后的话呢，这些都停止了，我们都已经放弃了。
Usually, 2 or 3 months into the new year, all these resolutions either are put on a hold or stop altogether.
只有少部分的人呢，他们能够坚持下来。
Only a select few will persist and go on.
他们非常的高兴，这些人会通常会很高兴。
And that usually makes them quite happy about their determination.
因为呢，他们高兴说呢，自己呢能够这样子坚持下来。
Because they feel proud about being able to persevere and go on with the resolutions they have made.
有时候心里高兴的是因为想说呢，哎呦，我比别人强哦。
Sometimes while being happy about this, they also have secretly thought, "Well, I am stronger than most other people."
我行。你不行，我坚持下来的。
It's going to show I am able to do this, but you are not. And because you can see I am able to be still persisting in this endeavor.
我们大部分人放弃的呢，也可能会想说呢，哎呀，我自己呢是一个失败者。
For most of us who usually give up on New Year's resolution, we may be tempted to think I'm just a loser, a failure.
我既然是一个失败者，那干嘛我要再努力呢？
Since I am a failure anyway, what's the point for me to be making an effort?
没有人呢在乎一个失败者的。
Nobody will take a failure seriously.
所以从这个世界的观念想法是呢，这个新年新计划呢，是只能在新年才开始的。
So from the point of view of the world, a New Year's resolution only kicks into effect starting from the New Year's day.
而且呢，只有这样子一次机会。
And then that's really the only opportunity you get to make such a resolution.
但是很有趣的是呢，事实上在我们的潜意识底下的话呢，我们呢是非常想要来控制我们的生活方式的。
But it's so interesting, isn't it, that in our subconsciousness we have such a strong desire to be able to control our life.
我们呢都会这个世界上告诉我们呢，我们要自己做决定。
What the world tells us is that we must make our own decisions.
我们自己做了决定之后呢，我们自己呢要去努力。
Once a decision is reached, then we must make an effort to carry that out.
那既然我们自己做了决定，我们自己去努力的话呢，那成败就是我们自己要去负责。
So once we have the decision, we also have the effort. Whether we succeed or fail will be something within our own control.
结果会是个怎么样子呢?
But what happens usually in reality?
成功的呢,就很骄傲,因为呢,这是我自己努力来的。
The successful becomes proud of what they are able to accomplish with their own effort.
这是一个捆绑。
That is a bondage.
那失败呢就灰心说呢因为呢我自己呢努力我自己不够努力我自己不够聪明所以呢我失败了这也是一个捆绑。
Those who fail feel discouraged about their lack of effort, lack of ability, and that sense of discouragement is also another form of bondage.
这样子的想法呢是世界上的一个来自于世界的想法价值观的一种捆绑。
Such thinking,is a bondage that comes from the worldly way of thinking.
世界上有许许多多的，这世界上还有许许多多的捆绑。
There are many other forms of bondage or enslavement from the world.
但是基本上是从我们的想法，从我们的价值观开始。
But at the most basic level, they all start from where we our thinking start to proceed.
我们的想法，我们的价值观影响到我们的态度。
Our thoughts, our values influence the attitude we have toward life.
然后我们的态度呢，就表现出来是我们的生活的方式。
And then that attitude gets manifested through the daily activities we do in our daily life.
所以2014年就是两年前。这时间过得很快。
So 2 years ago, I was already 2 years ago, 2014.
教会的主题的话呢，是脱离世界的捆绑。我们看下一章。
Our church adopted a theme called "Liberty from the World."
那既然我们的生活方式呢，是受我们的这个生活的态度的影响。
So if our life is affected by our attitude.
那既然我们的态度呢是受到我们里头的观念跟价值观的影响
And then our attitude in turn is influenced by the value we hold inside our subconsciousness.
所以教会长老团呢就特别强调说呢我们能够一起来接受圣经也就是神话语的影响的重要性
And that's why the church elder board came up with this idea that we need to have our values, our ideas,be influenced by what the Bible teaches.
不是自己一个人去努力。
Rather than our own self-effort.
而是呢，你我呢，一起，我们在基督里头呢，我们一起努力来跟随圣灵。
It should be in our following the Jesus Christ together, that's where we should put our effort at.
我相信我们都承认神呢，是全知全能的神。
I trust all of us will acknowledge that God is almighty and all-knowing.
我们也晓得呢，神呢爱我们每一位。
We all know He loves each one of us.
因此呢，我们可以确定呢，神呢，他肯定要把最有对我们最有益处呢，给了你，给了我。
So we can be sure, God always wants to give us the very best.
但是呢不一定是我们自己认为说是最好的。
But that is not necessarily what we think is the very best for us.
你知道人呢很可怜的地方呢就是说呢我们把这个世界的捆绑呢看成是说哇原本就是这个样子嘛。
You know, one thing that's really most regrettable about us human beings is that we often think of the worldly bondage as something inevitable, thinking that's just the way the world is.
我生下来在这个世界上就是这个样子的。
Since my birth, the world has always been the way, this way.
不是的。
No, that is not the case.
是人是在一个犯了罪之后的一个光景当中。
The truth is, such condition comes from man's fallen state after they have committed sin.
是只有我们多知道明白多一点知道多一点神的话语圣经
And that can only be cured without coming to know more and more about God's word the Bible
我们就知道我们就明白多一点这世界上的捆绑是一个怎么样的
With that we can come to a better realization of how does the world's bondage work on us
为什么呢
Why is that so
因为圣经说呢真理必叫你我
Because we know from the Bible that truth will set you free.
真理会叫我们知道，叫我们明白，看见我们周围这世界的捆绑。
Truth will open our eyes. Let us see how bondage, enslavement work all around us.
只有接受神的想法、神的价值观，我们才能够脱离世界的捆绑。
Only by accepting God's ideas, His values, can we hope to escape from the world.
那脱离世界的捆绑是一个基础，是一个起点。
Now, getting liberty from the world is only the starting point.
那接受神的想法、神的观念之后，我们就比较容易明白清楚什么叫做活出合一的身量来。下一章。
Now, once we accept God's thought, His value and standards, then we are better able to understand what it is to live as one in unity.
从世界的角度来看的话呢，每一个人的差异呢非常的大。
From a worldly perspective, our differences are often magnified as to be really great.
是不可能，不可能活出合一的。
And that unity or oneness is something impossible to live out.
如果是基于人的这样子的才干、人的努力的话呢，确实是不可能的。
And that's really the case. It is really impossible if it's based upon man's own ability, our own skill or thought.
但是很有趣的是呢，这个世界呢，就想说我这个世界要进步、要成功的话呢，需要怎么样？需要每一个人呢都变成是一样的。
But it's also a very interesting fact that there's a thought that in order for the world to progress, to advance, everybody needs to be conformed to the same mold.
所以呢，人类的历史呢就在两个极端里头摇摆。
So we see human history oscillating between the two extremes.
因为我们不一样，所以我们不相干，我们就分散开来，这是一个很消极的想法。
One end of the pendulum is that since we are so different, therefore we have nothing to do with each other, and we should care nothing about each other.
另一个极端是积极的，就是说呢，我们需要集中在一块，我们需要同化，我们需要都一样。
The other end of the pendulum is that we all need to be the same, assimilated into the sameness, and with our own differences or individuality obliterated.
但是我们这些属神的人，我们可以不必这个样子。
But it can be different for those of us who belong to God, to Jesus Christ.
为什么呢？
Why?
哥林多前书十二章十二节就说，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子，基督也是这样。
This is how the 1 Corinthians chapter 12 explains it. It says the body is a unit.Though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ.
是神创造了这个身体，人的身体是多样的，但是却是合一的。
The body that God has created is includes many parts, but it is one.
那十二节最后一句话说，基督也是这样子，是什么意思呢？
And the end of the verse says, so it is with Christ. What does that mean?
所以二十七节他说，你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
And then we have verse 27 elaborating, saying, now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it.
我们这些属神的人是这么样的多样性，但是呢，却是合一。
So those of us who belong to God, we're so diverse and different.And yet, we are one body.
所以我们需要是先开始是脱离世界的捆绑，也就是说呢，去除掉这些世界上的一些观念跟想法。我们看。
So we have a need to start from escaping from the bondage, worldly point of view, so we have liberty from it.
然后我们在基督里，我们可以活出合一的身量。
And after that, we can live out.This measure, this bodily measure of unity in Jesus Christ.
十年前我们在座的年轻人。
Now, about 10 years ago, those of us who are sitting here today, who were still young back then,
可能都是才刚上小学，对不对？或者是才刚刚学走路，是不是？
And many of them are only beginning to walk or even get into elementary school.
因为如果说是初中的话呢，是十二岁，十年前的话才两岁而已啊。
Because if we go back 10 years, those who are elementary age kids, 12, say 12 years old, will be only 2 years old by then.
但是现在有些人，哇，长得比父母还要高。
But we see many of them now are getting growing so tall, even taller than their parents.
而且呢，能够加入到这个青少年团契。
And they can even join the youth, get their youth congregation.
并且呢，你们坐在这儿。
And today they're sitting here.
能够坐在这儿，就表示说呢，你已经长大了。
In fact, you are sitting here attending church with the adults means you are growing up.
你已经成熟，长到成熟到了，你可以跟成人呢一起坐在这里来敬拜神。
You're becoming mature enough to be worshiping together with the grown-ups.
所以，我们是都是你们呢，都是经过学习，以至于能够成长。
So all of us, as you, have all gone through a period of learning, then growing together.
好了，我们其他的成人跟十年前比起来。
But for the rest of our adults here, compared to what we were like 10 years ago,
我看到的是我们更多的历练，更多的成长，以至于呢，我们更多的成熟，更加的有智慧。
I think we've all experienced more training, growth, and more perseverance that we are able to live as one together.
如果这是一个社交团体的话，我也可以说同样的话。我们呢经历过，我们呢越加的成熟，越来越有智慧。
Now, if this is only a social community, a social group, I can say about the same thing that we've all grown, experienced things together. Today, we're more mature, perhaps a bit wiser.
但是我们是。教会是基督的身体，所以呢，我们不能不问那神在你我身上的心意，神在这个教会的心意是怎么样。
But since we are the body of Christ, Church of God, one thing we have to ponder and ask is how are we growing together as one body in Christ?
以弗所书第四章十二节十四节到这么说：建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子。
And we see in Ephesians 4:12-14, the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God.And become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, then we will no longer be infants.
所以这满有基督长成的身量是一个很具体、一个很明显的一个图画。
Now this phrase about the attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ is a graphic, descriptive language.
为了达到这个目标。教会长老团呢，把今年2016年的目标呢，设定为呢，我们共同学习和成长。
So for the goal of attaining to that, our theme for our church this year is learning together.
是神已经让我们能合一了，那是在这样子的一个基础之下呢，我们共同学习和成长。
God has already given us a unity, and so on the basis of that, what we need to do.Is to keep growing and keep learning together.
说到学习，我想我们这些华人呢，从来没有落后过的。
Talking about learning, well, this is something that us Chinese probably are always excel at.
我们的父母呢，投入了许多的心思、许多的精力、许多的财力，为了呢，就是要培植我们的下一代。
Chinese parents invest enormous amount of time, energy, and money.To make sure their kids learn well.
这不只是在国内是这个样子，在北美也是差不多。
And that's not just the case with the Chinese in China, but also the same thing is true with Chinese parents in North America.
那说到学习的话呢，我要引用这台湾出版的这个校园杂志呢里头有一篇文章。
And talking about studying or learning, I'm going to have a quote.Apart from this magazine published in Taiwan called Campus Quarterly Magazine.
这个一位牧师呢，他梦到天使呢，带他呢去参观天堂。
Pastor had a dream. The angel was giving me a tour of heaven.
那他走着走着呢，就来到一个地方呢，他就叫做天堂大头村。
And they were walking together, came to a place called the village of big heads.
那这些人的长相呢，长得很特别，就是让他头呢特别大，但是他的四肢呢特别的瘦小。
Villagers look very strange, because they got these huge heads, but their limbs are very small and tiny in comparison.
你仔细的看呢，就是原来就是这个样子。我们看下一张。
Now, if you look at them more closely, this is what they look like on the screen, the picture here.
这个牧师呢，哎呀，觉得的这个非常的奇怪，就问这个天使说呢，他们为什么长成这个样子呢？
Greatly surprised, the pastor asks the angel, "How come our body are like that?"
天使回答说呢，这些人呢，以前还在地上的时候的话，非常喜爱学习圣经。
Oh, the angel replied, "That's because." While these people were still on earth, their greatest love of their heart is to study the Bible.
他们呢上了许多的主日学呢都不缺席的。
And they always attended every single session of the Sunday school classes.
哪边有特会的话呢，他们呢就急忙的呢去报名参加特会。
And they never miss any special gatherings because as soon as they hear one, they make sure to register and attend that meeting.
他们呢听了许许多多有名的牧师的讲道。
They have heard a great number of famous speakers.
因此呢，他们的头呢特别的大。
So that's why their heads become so big.
但是呢，他们却从来的不认真的去照着他们所学的呢去做。
But one thing about them is that they've never really made a careful effort to do what they have learned.
所以这个长相呢，就是光听到，但是呢不行道的结果。
So such appearance results from hearing a lot yet doing very little.
这牧师就说：“哦，原来如此啊。”
Oh, so that's why the pastor said.
为什么他们的眼睛一大一小，而且一高一低呢？
But then how come their two eyes are of different size and one seems to be higher above than the other?
天使回答说：“因为呢，他们呢看人呢一向是大小眼。”
The reason for that, the angel says, is that when they look at other people, they always have a different kind of standard with one eye above the other.
久了之后就变成这个样子。
And so if they do this for a long time, then they develop different shapes for their eyes.
牧师又说：“那他们的头怎么是尖尖的呢？”
Well, then again, how about their head are shaped like a cone shaped? Asked the pastor.
天使说呢，长久以来呢，哪里有好处呢，他们就往哪里钻。
They got this pointed head. The reason they got that is that whenever they see any kind of a benefit or good things to be had, they just kind of sharpen their instinct to make sure to get it.
久而久之，头当然就是这样子尖的啦。
And so that what shapes the shape of their skull.
所以这个牧师呢，他又问说呢，那为什么他们的嘴巴这么大，是不是呢？他们一直都很贪吃。
What about the big mouth? Asks the pastor. Is that because they're gluttons?
这个天使回答说呢，贪吃啊，只是一小部分的原因而已。
Well, gluttony, replied the angel. That's only a small part of it.
他们嘴巴大呢，主要是因为呢，他们爱讲话。
Big mouth.Results from them loving to talk a lot.
他们希望呢，其他的人呢都要听从他们。
They hope others will attend to what they say.
你有没有注意到他们的耳朵呢特别小，几乎都看不到了。
Can you notice their ears are so small as to be almost invisible?
因为呢，他们喜欢说，却从来呢不注意去听别人说什么。
Because they love to keep talking.And never want to stop and listen to what others say.
Yeah, 耳朵长久不用就萎缩了。
So when ears are little used, they atrophied into almost nothingness.
牧师呢就从梦中呢惊醒过来。
At this point, the pastor woke up, from his dream.
我自己呢也冒着冷汗。
And with sweat on his brows.
就觉得自己好像有点头重脚轻的感觉。
And as if I feel a little bit dizzy with my head being heavy, top heavy.
但是这不是我们教会长老团所说的活出 这个共同学习而成长。我们看下一章。
But this is not what we mean. The in the church elder board talking speak when we say learning together.
是那个以弗所书4:12那满有基督长成的身量，就是这个是我们共同学习而成长的一个最后的一个成果。
So the end result we have in mind is what's described in Ephesians 4, that is to attain to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
我自己呢也常常有这样子看见经历到神一个奇妙的一个作为。
I myself also am a frequent witness of the wonderful thing that God does.
即便这样子讲到的话呢，我也可以常常看见神呢的在这个在掌权在掌管。
And so in my sermons, I can, in my preparation and delivery of sermons, I can often feel God in control, taking care of me.
就好像去年2015年11月份的时候，我们的第一个主日联合主日崇拜经文呢是彼得前书第二章1-3节。
I remember back in last November on the first Sunday.The text preached on comes also from 1 Peter.
那今天是第一个主日，2016年，而且呢又是教会这个主题的一个开始。
Now today, we're beginning a sermon talking about a new theme that our church adopts this year.
彼得前书2:4-5呢，就刚刚好合适今天的信息。
And the text we have chosen for today's sermon fits perfectly this theme.
就是神在掌管。我呢根本不必需要再另外选经文。
And such shows that God is in sovereign control, that I have no case, no reason to worry.
好不好？我们一起跟我一起用中文读，第二节到第四节到第五节，然后跟秀玉读英文。来，我们一起来。主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Let's read together in English, verse four and five. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men but chosen by God and precious to him.You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering the spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
是的，父神，我们再一次来到你面前，我们敞开我们的心。
Father God, once again, we present ourselves before you with open hearts.
我们求你自己圣灵在我们当中做教导的工作。
We ask that you yourself be our teacher, your Holy Spirit doing the teaching in our hearts.
让我们明白你的话语。
And that we'll be able to understand your word.
而且能活出你的心意来。
And also we are able to live out what you have willed for us.
祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
These things we ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
那顺着第三节他提到说主，所以我们可以看得到第四节他这个石头，我们看下一章。我们可以看到第四节这个石头呢就指向主耶稣基督，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前。
So now, following verse 3, where it says, "The Lord, you tasted the Lord is good." Then we come to verse 4, seeing this reference to the living stone. Then we realize that the living stone is referring to the Lord.
把主耶稣基督，把它等同于石头。对有些人而言会觉得是不伦不类。
It may be something, a strange metaphor for some to be referring to Jesus as a living stone.
那领受了从天来的启示，摩西呢，他告诉全以色列人这样子说，申命记32:4。
But we remember in Deuteronomy, Moses, as he was receiving a divine revelation from God, this was what he was telling the Israelites.
他是磐石，他的作为完全，他所行的无不公平，是诚实无伪的神，又公义又正直。
This is how he describes God. He is the rock. His works are perfect, and all his ways are just. faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he.
那磐石是什么意思呢？它又代表了什么呢？
What does rock mean? And what does it represent?
在这里呢，磐石事实上就是在讲说它是完全，它是不无不公平，是诚实无畏，是公义又正直。
In this verse, the rock is described as being perfect, just, faithful, does no wrong, upright, and just.
所以在旧约里头，耶和华神是磐石，是这样子一个图像，这样一个属性，到了新约呢，就用在主耶稣基督的身上。
So that's the Old Testament picture and description of Jehovah God. And then this metaphor is also transferred in the New Testament when it describes God the Lord.
所以在二章彼得前书二章四节，他就耶稣基督乃活石。
Once again, we see in Peter says, chapter 2 saying he's the living stone.
那在整本圣经里头呢，只有在这里呢用到这样子一个活石这样子一个词句。
This term, the living stone, occurs only here. In the whole Bible,
我想我们是有我们读者有这样子的把握呢，在这里呢，彼得是在暗示耶稣基督呢，他已经从死里复活了，是一个活石。
I think we can be certain that what Peter is alluding to here is that Christ, being a rock, has risen from death.
然而，这个活石呢，却有怎么样的遭遇呢
？And yet.What kind of a predicament does this living stone suffer from?
固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
We see him rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him.
这作者使徒彼得的话呢，他是写发生在耶稣基督身上的事情。
So the author, Apostle Peter,is describing here what has happened to Jesus Christ.
但是呢，彼得呢，他所用的这些词句的话呢，却是在耶稣出生之前呢，就已经存在的。
But his phraseology was already something that was already existed before Jesus Christ was born.
这里呢，是来自于两个，这旧约两个地方经文。
And because these phrases came from two places in the Bible.
诗篇第118篇22节，匠人所弃的石头已成了房角的头块石头。
The first source comes from Psalm 118. The stone that builders rejected has become the capstone.
以赛亚书第28章16节，所以主耶和华如此说，看哪，我在锡安放一块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基宝贵的房角石，信靠的人必不着急。
Second part of the reference comes from Isaiah 28:16. So this is what the sovereign Lord says, See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone,A precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who trusts will never be dismayed.
那使徒彼得呢，就把旧约这样子一个对比呢，写进了彼得前书第二章第四节。
So then, Apostle Peter wrote these two contrasting references into his verse in First Peter.
我们看下一章，是谢谢。那同样一个对象，这个对象呢，就是耶稣基督。
Now, the object here of this reference is the same, that is Jesus Christ.
对一些人而言，他就把它看成是好像是废物，是垃圾一样，被人弃丢弃。
In the eyes of some people, this stone is rejected, almost as a rubbish, discarded by people.
但是在神的眼光呢，它就好像是一个心肝宝贝一样，被神呢所拣选。
In the eyes of God, however, this stone is a treasure, precious, chosen, selected by Him.
垃圾、废物、心肝宝贝。
Garbage on the one hand, treasure on the other.
但是如果我们再仔细研究的话呢，可以发现到这个动词弃绝的话呢，是一个完成式时态。
Look at it more closely, we see this word rejected is aword has a perfect tense indicating completion of one action.
也同时也就表示说呢，这是耶稣基督呢，他持续的被弃绝。
It also indicates a continual process of people rejecting him.
所以呢，就不再只是说一个很一次性的说呢，耶稣呢被钉死在十字架上。
So his being rejected is not a one-time event or the crucifixion.
而是呢，是指这个基督的福音的话呢，持续的来被人弃绝。
But what it means is that people continuously reject his gospel message.
所以我要问在座的你我是不是我们是怎么样来对待主耶稣基督的
So my question is, are we also treating Jesus Christ this way?
我们是怎么样来对待基督福音的
How are we treating the gospel of Jesus Christ ourselves?
对你我我们这些属神的人我们每一天的生活跟基督的福音不相称的话
For those of us who belong to God, ifOur daily life does not match with the gospel message.
也就是说，在我们的价值观里头，在我们的态度里头呢，我们不在乎，我们不宝贵这些基督福音。
If we do not treasure or regard as precious the gospel message of Jesus Christ in our daily life, in our attitude, in our hearts,
事实上就是弃绝基督福音。
Then in fact, we are rejecting.The gospel message of Christ.
原谅我在这里说这样子的重话。
I hope you forgive me for saying such heavy word, using such heavy words.
但是，即便如此，下一章，即便如此，第五节说，你们来到主面前，也就像活石。
And yet, even so, it goes on to say, as you come to him, the living stone.
也就是说呢，那些用来形容耶稣的，现在呢，他用来形容这些属神的人了。
And now Peter is turning his attention to describe those who belong to Jesus Christ.
我们因此我们可以把第四节改成说呢，你我固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
So one application of verses 4 and 5 is that you and I, even though we are also rejected by men.But we are also chosen by God and precious to Him.
很多时候，信耶稣的我们这些属神的人呢，被人弃绝。
Many times believers are rejected by men.
是因为呢，我们这些人呢是假冒为善，是以自我为中心的。
And the reason for that is that we are hypocrites, that we are self-centered.
这些呢也是神所恨恶的。
And that's also something God hates.
但是在这里呢，是说这些活出基督的人呢，却是被人所弃绝的。
But what Peter is talking about here is that those who are believers, who are true believers of Jesus Christ, are also suffered from rejection.
但是呢，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
But that is contrasted with them being chosen and being regarded as precious by God.
那怎么说是被神所拣选的呢？
So how? What does he mean when he says chosen by God?
诗篇118:22，匠人所弃的石头已成了房角的头块石头。
Again, Psalm 118, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone.
如果你回去看诗篇118上下文，你可以看到这个头块石头，事实上是在指神的选民以色列人。
If you read the whole Psalm of Psalm 118, the context would tell you that the capstone here refers to God's chosen people, the Israelites.
到了新约的话，是指我们这些神的选民，我们这些属神的。
And that Israel in the Old Testament, when it gets the New Testament, refers to you and I, believers of Jesus Christ.
刚才的以赛亚书第28章。
So the reference in Isaiah 28 we just looked at.
我是用不同的这个翻译的经文，中文的话呢是从现代中文译本修订版出来的。现在至高的上主要对你们说，我要在锡安建立坚强稳固的基础，在那里安放宝重贵重的基石，上面刻着字说，有信心的人必然坚定不移。
And here in color.We have this verse here highlighted. This comes from Isaiah in the ESV version. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am the one who has laid as a foundation in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone of a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not be in haste.
所以呢，你可以看得到这个石头呢，就是指那个有信心的人。
It's clear here that the living stone refers to the faithful.
回到第刚才彼得前书二章四节说，你们就是指所有相信、所有接受、信靠主耶稣基督的你们。
Coming back to 1 Peter, it says, as you, well, this you, now then includes all who believe in Jesus.
你们包括你我是已经拥有了那个耶稣基督复活的生命了。
You and I are also included in this group, that is those who believe Jesus and also possess that new life in him.
因为主乃活石。
And we have that new life, it's because he is the living stone.
那有些人就会说，那他为什么说是就像活石，而不是说呢，就是活石呢？
Some will say, how come it says here, as you come to him, like living stone, instead of saying you are the living stone.
因为主乃是活石嘛。
Because the Lord is the living stone.
差别在哪儿呢？
What's the difference between the two?
因为我们的身体，我们这个身体，我们还没有复活，还没有更新。
Difference is that we, our bodies, have not yet resurrected or been renewed.
但是里面是已经拥有了耶稣基督复活的生命了。
But inside us, in the interior life, we already have that resurrected new life of Christ.
记不记得第二章一到三节怎么说的？
You remember what the chapter 2, verse 2 and 3 says?
顺着第一章二章一节，他说：所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈，并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
And that comes, again, that follows verse 1, which says, therefore, rid yourself of all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind.
所以呢，这个作者彼得的话呢，他告诉这个书信的收信人，也就是这些信耶稣神的人，说呢，你们是已经有了基督的生命了。
So what Peter is telling the recipients here is that you already have the Christ-centered new life.
你们是有能力可以活出基督的生命来的。
Therefore, you have that ability to live out His life.
然后第二节接着说。
And then that's why we have verse 2 continuing like this.
就要爱慕那纯净的，你乃像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救，也就是说最终得着完全的拯救。
Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, meaning attaining to that perfect, complete salvation of ours.
因此你我，我们这些基督的门徒，不是一个静态的一个生活，而是一个动态的生活。
So for you and I, disciples of Christ, we don't live in a changeless, static life, but rather our life should be dynamic and always moving.
也就是呢，透过神的话语呢，我们持续的在改变。
Because through God's word, we are in a continual process of transformation.
然后第三节接着又说。
And then verse 3 tells us,
你们既也就是你们若也就是既尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
So now that you have tasted that the Lord is good,
不需要别人去催促，而是呢主动的乐意的去见证我们所经历主的恩典。
You no longer need other people to compel you or force you, but rather it should be voluntary of us to continue to taste and to witness how good the Lord indeed is.
为什么我们要共同学习而成长？
So why is it that we have a need to learn and grow together as a body?
因为你我已经拥有了那基督复活的生命了。
Because you and I already have that new resurrected life of Christ.
那共同学习是有一个目的的，那这个目的是什么呢？
What's the goal for us to be learning together?
是一起成长。
And that is to grow together.
那成长到一个什么样的图像呢？
What kind of a picture then are we looking at when we're talking about growing together?
所以这第五节他说你们就是一起共同的来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And this is Peter's picture in verse 4 and 5. As you come to him,You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
这个被建造这个动词的话呢，是一个被动式的。
This word built, being built, is an impassive voice.
也就是说呢，是人呢自己呢没有办法做到的。
What that means is that we ourselves are not able to do the building.
而是呢，从上下文来看呢，是只有神才能够做成这样子的事情。
But only God can do that building.
是神把你我这样一块一块的活石。
You and I are like individual pieces of living stones.
单独的活石是用途呢，事实上非常有限的。
Which, if we are limited to our individual piece.We're very limited in how useful we are.
但是呢，许多许多的活石呢，神就把它建造成为一个灵宫。
But if many stones assemble together, then they can be built into a spiritual house by God.
这里的重点不是说这个灵宫这个建筑物。
The emphasis here is not that what this spiritual house looks like.
就好像我们在说教会教会的时候呢，并不是指这个教堂。静态的建筑物。
Same as when we say church, we don't mean what the church building looks like.
而是呢，是指是那一群被神呼召出来的人呢，是教会。
But the real emphasis is that the church is this group of people called out by God.
所以呢，教会呢，事实上是一个动态的，是一个这个神的选民，神的这个门徒在一块。
So the church is dynamic.Always changing, referring to a group of people called out, being transformed by God continuously.
这一群人，他们在侍奉神，他们在服侍人，这个是教会。
And they are serving God, they're serving people. Such is the church.
因此呢，在这里呢，他的灵宫呢，是指那个在灵宫里头居住的人。
So the real point of emphasis about the spiritual house.Is actually those inhabitants of that spiritual house.
是谁呢？就是圣洁的祭司。
And they are the holy priests. They are a holy priesthood.
那为什么他灵宫他用这个形容词灵？
Why does Peter use this modifier spiritual to talk about the house?
因为是圣灵所在的。
Because that's where the Spirit, Holy Spirit, lives.
是因着圣灵的工作，你我成为活石，你我能够做圣洁的祭司。
It is in accordance with the work of the Holy Spirit that you and I are living stones that we are being built into a spiritual house.
祭司的任务是什么？
And what is the ministry of a priest?
献祭嘛。
And that is to make offerings.
如果你懂得明白旧约里头的这个祭司，
if you understand what the Old Testament priesthood functions,
然后呢，圣经里头旧约所记载的各式各样的这个祭礼，
the many different sacrificial rituals that are described in the Old Testament,
然后呢，晓得这个祭司呢，祭司在行这些祭礼的时候呢，乃是在圣殿里头进行的。
We know that as the priest administer these sacrifices, they do that in the temple.
因此呢，我们就不难去想象到说，作者彼得的话呢，他似乎在描写一个新的圣殿。
So it is not that hard for us. It's not too much of a stretch of imagination for us to understand then.That Peter here is describing, as if he's describing this living stone being built into a spiritual house in a new kind of temple.
是圣灵同在的新的圣殿。
And that is a new temple where the Holy Spirit co-dwells.
那这个新的圣殿呢，在启示录里头的话呢，就描写的比较多一点。
And we see this described even more.In a more fuller way in the book of Revelations.
所以你我这些信耶稣的属神的人呢，要做圣洁的祭司，这是神的心意。
So it's God's will, it's His heart that believers of Jesus Christ live as this, as a holy priesthood.
但是很明显的，神的心意呢，这个状态呢，还没有达标。
It's also equally obvious that this heart, this will of God.Has not been perfectly realized yet.
那神要看见这些圣洁的祭司干什么呢？
What does God want to see these holy priests do in their ministry?
他说呢，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And that ministry is to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
前一阵子是圣诞节啊，圣诞假期。那啊 ，Jenny 的弟弟的话呢，啊，他从 Pittsburgh 来到我们当中呢，跟我们一起这个过圣诞节。
A few days ago around Christmas, Jenny's brother came from Pittsburgh to spend Christmas time with us here.
所以呢，我们就一家呢，当然好几个，有好几次的，我们就一家呢，四个人呢，就出去吃晚餐。
So we had four of us gone to some dinners together.
那我开车，我看到呢，那个餐厅靠近餐厅的门口呢，有一个停车位。
And so when I drove up to the restaurant, I saw a parking spot close to the restaurant entrance.
是一个很小的停车位，但是反正我们家的车子呢很小。是可以停进去的。
It's rather a compact slot, but our car is small, so it can fit.
所以我就在想说呢，这个呢是好位置，进出餐厅的话呢就很方便了。
So what I was thinking was, well, this is a good spot, much is easy to get in and out.
然后我顺便呢展示一下我这个停车的技巧技术。
And I can also show off my parking skills on the side as well.
一次到位。停得很好。
So I did a little zigzag and just finished parking in one action.
我是不是就得到掌声了？
So did I get applause?
没有。
No.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为呢，我的妻子 Jenny 呢，她不喜欢那个小小的位置，觉得这个压迫感太大了。
Because my wife Jenny doesn't like this compact narrow parking slot because that makes her feel kind of constrained in space.
她不在乎远一点停车远一点走一点路她不在乎。
She doesn't mind walking a little from a parking spot that's a little bit further away from the entrance.
你说我知不知道她心里所要的东西？
But do I know what she wants in her heart?
当然知道，我知道。
I know it.
25年了。
Because it's been 25 years.
但是呢，怎么样？我还是固执。
But then I still persisted in my own ways.
我还是以自我为中心。
And I was still being self-centered.
我呢，想要把我认为是好的呢，要给她。
What I wanted to give her.Was what I thought to be the best.
那既然神呢要你我呢献这个灵祭
，So now that we know God wants us to offer this spiritual sacrifice,
很可能我们当中许多人呢会一马当先，我们会浑身解数的呢要来侍奉，要来服侍。
Many of us may then just rush ahead, use whatever skill, ability, or gifts we have.To make that sacrifice.
但是我们忘记了什么是神所悦纳的。
But we may be forgetting what kind of sacrifice is acceptable to God.
说难听一点，神不要让神听到啊！说难听一点，我们以为呢，我们所知道的呢比神还多，我们想到的呢比神呢还要再周详。
To be frank, I think we may think sometimes.That we probably are more thorough, more serious than God is in our thinking.
另外一件事情我们也忘记了。
We may forget another matter of fact as well.
或者是 从另一个角度来看的时候，怎么样的献祭呢？是神所悦纳的。
And that is the other perspective is what manner of offering sacrifices is acceptable to God?
他说呢，是借着耶稣基督。
And that manner, it says here, is to be through Jesus Christ.
我们可能从来没有想到说，借着耶稣基督呢，这肯定是神所悦纳的。这两个呢，是相连在一块的。
Have we ever realized that through Jesus Christ and offering sacrifices, these two must go hand in hand together?
但是当我们满腔热血的要来服侍的时候的话呢，就把借着耶稣基督跟神所悦纳的，就把它摆在一边了。
But when we're hot and ready in making our sacrifices, when we rush ahead, forgetting that this must be done through Jesus Christ, and be, they must be acceptable to God.
这样子的满腔热血，就是圣经所说的用我们的血气在服事。
Such hot-headed way of rushing ahead is described in the Bible as being of the flesh.
做圣洁的祭司呢，是一个先决的条件。
So a holiness in priesthood is a prerequisite.
在这样子一个状态当中呢，才有可能呢，是借着基督耶稣奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
When we are in this state, can we hope to be acceptable to Jesus Christ?
如果我们都不知道、不清楚、不确定自己呢，是一个圣洁的祭司。
Now, if we don't even realize that we are already a holy priesthood,
我们不知道我们自己跟父神耶和华、我们跟圣子耶稣基督、跟圣灵是有一个怎么样的关系？
If we don't even know what kind of relationship we are in with God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
我们就更不知道说呢，我们所献的祭呢，到底是什么祭的？
How can we hope to understand what kind of sacrifices are we offering?
所以我们彼此提醒。我们呢，不要固执。
And so this is a reminder for all of us that we not be stubborn in our own ways.
不要以自我为中心。
And that we don't put ourselves at the center.
属神的人被建造成灵宫是有神的心意跟目的的。
That God's people, that they are being built into a spiritual house. This is a ministry that is done that has a goal in the mind of God.
神呢，他要建造一个满足他心意的一个族群。
Because it is God who wants to build this construction here that will fulfill His sovereign will.
这英文的翻译呢，就表达出这样子一个事实，就是呢，这是一个过程，一个进展，以至于呢到完全。
The English translation indicates a continual process.Of construction, of building, all the way to the point of reaching to completion.
这一两年来，我们教会没有小杯，没有小婴孩，所以很难做比喻。
So this past couple of years, our church, we haven't had a newborn babies yet, so it's hard for me to find a suitable metaphor.
但是呢，稍微用一下你的想象力。
But maybe we can just use a bit of our imagination.
这婴孩呢，他是不能跑又不能跳。
Infants, they cannot run or jump.
他也不能到学校去上学，或者是呢到职场去工作。
Nor can they walk to school or work.
你说这个婴孩是不是一个人啊？
So are they still people?
是的。
Of course they are.
即便说这个婴孩呢，他连大小便他都不能控制的，他还是一个人。
And even if they cannot even go to bathroom by themselves, they are still human beings.
他不是洋娃娃，为什么？
They're not cats or dogs.
因为呢，这个婴孩呢，有人的生命呢，已经在里面了。
Because they have the human life inside them.
同样的，圣经也启示说。
Likewise, the Holy Spirit reveals.
是我们这些认罪悔改、相信耶稣基督的人呢，就是新造的人了。
That those who believe in Jesus Christ, those who have repented and turned away from their sin, are believers and new creations in Christ.
我们已经有基督的生命在里头了。
We already have that Christ life inside us.
即便呢，我们还是常常会犯错，我们甚至会犯罪。但是呢，我们还是新造的人，为什么呢？
Regardless the fact that we often err, we often sin, nevertheless we are still Christ believer new creations. Why?
就好像婴孩有人的生命，新造的人有基督的生命。
It's just like a newborn baby having a human life, in the same way as newly created Christians having that Christ-centered life.
婴孩会成长成熟。活出那个成人的模样来。
Infants will grow into adults and live like adults.
同样的，新造的人，他自然的就会表彰出那基督的生命来。
Likewise, newly created Christians will also grow to a point where they will live out what Christ is like.
所以呢，神呢，他是有一个心意，有一个目的的。
So God has a purpose, has a will in all of this.
神呢，他要建造一个满足他心意的一个族群。
He wants to create he wants to have a creation that will fulfill his own sovereign will.
我们注意一下看前面一章。
And if we look at the previous chapter,
他说呢，祭司在这里的祭司呢是一个单数，而不是用祭司们复数。
Look at this phrase. You're being built to be a holy priesthood. Priesthood being singular, not plural.
所以呢，这个作者呢，使徒彼得呢，他不是写信给教会的执事、长老或者是传道人，而是呢是写信给教会所有的信耶稣的。
So this singular priesthood means that Peter is not writing to church pastors, elders, deacons as individuals, but rather to the church as a collective body.
是神要使所有的信徒呢，所有的基督门徒呢，做圣洁的祭司，是一个单数。
It's God's will that all believers should be a priesthood, and that's God's will.
没错，活石是多数的，是许多的，但是神的心意呢，是要把这些活石呢放在一块，建造成一个灵宫，是单数的。
It's true, living stones are plural and many. But God's will is that they be built into one, a holy priesthood.
所以当我们教会长老说呢，这是共同学习而成长，每一个字呢都是有意义在里头的。
So the phrase our elder board comes with living, studying together, this word together has that significance built in it.
大概是2005年吧，那时候我呢，在神学院的课程的话呢，已经到最后，我在修最后几门课了。
I think it was around year 2005, back when I was in a seminary, finishing up my coursework.
我呢那时候是1999年入学，所以呢到2005年那是第六年了。
I went into this, admitted into seminary in 1999, so it's already been 6 years by 2005.
那既然是十年前的事情的话呢，我就不太记得是修了哪一门课。
Because that's already 10 years ago, I can't remember today exactly what was the course I was taking.
但是呢，我记得呢，老师呢给我们这些学生呢一个机会呢，让我们呢就自我呢来评估一下我们在神学院的学习。
But I do remember the professor was asking us to self-evaluate our progress in the seminary.
我还记得我分享的是什么。
And I still remember what I shared.
我说呢，我1988年从东方呢来到美国。
I said, back in 1988, I came from East Asia all the way to the United States.
因此呢，我在美国呢有大概有17年的时间呢学习读书、工作生活。
So I've spent 17 years in the U.S.living, studying, working.
那经过神学院这样的学习下来，
Now, once I've gone through the seminary training,
我发现我需要忘记或者是呢废掉一件事情。
I've discovered that I have a need to forget or de-learn what I have already acquired.
也就是呢西方人所谓的个人主义。
And that is what's often described as a Western individualism.
我说西方人是因为呢，西方人呢比较强调鼓吹这个，不表示说东方就没有。
I use the word Western, meaning to say basically individualism is more encouraged in the Western context. Does not mean that people are not in the individualistic in the East, in the Orient either.
个人主义是一个世界的捆绑。
Now, individualism is a form of bondage from the world.
个人主义让我们没有办法活出合一的身量来。
Individualism precludes us living out oneness, unity.
个人主义呢，让我们没有办法共同学习而成长。
Prevents us from learning and growing together.
个人主义呢，是跟圣经的教导呢是相反的。
It contradicts the Bible's teaching.
神的心意，神的目的是什么呢？
So what does God want? What is His will and purpose?
神要把所有属神的人建造成一个满足神心意的族群。
He wants to build all God's people into one community, pleasing, fulfilling His own desires.
我们共同学习而成长的目的是什么呢？
The goal for us to be studying and growing together
是 被建造成满足神心意的族群。
Is that we are built into this community that can fulfill God's sovereign will.
我们怎么来回应今天的这两节经文呢？
So how should we respond to the verses we studied today?
多在一起。
That is to, we can get together more.
我鼓励大家能够来参加这个各个小组的团契的聚会。
I encourage all of us to attend all these small group meetings we have.
这也包括呢星期二晚上的祷告会。
That also includes our prayer meeting on Tuesday night.
还有礼拜五的这个查经聚会。
Are also Bible study meetings on Friday nights.
那其他包括星期四姐妹会、妇女会、长经团契，还有呢在不同时间的聚会。
And also other meetings throughout the week on Thursday, sisters meeting and the elders group meeting, for example.
那也包括主日崇拜跟主日学。
It also includes our Sunday worship time together as well as our Sunday school.Time together.
如果你心有余，你力有余的话呢，我会再鼓励你多一点个人的，或者是少数两三个人呢，聚在一块。
And if you still have that, if you have that desire, that ability, my encouragement for you is to get together with two or three other people as frequently as you can.
尽量呢少一点呢，少一点，吃喝玩乐。
And you can sort of try your best to minimize all the.Eating, drinking, and being merry together.
当然，这个过去两个星期，因为有假期的话呢，可能是会多一点吃喝玩乐。但是呢，我要请你记住这上面这两个要点。
Of course, excepting the past couple of weeks when people get together for Christmas and the holidays, but what I want to remind you is what these verses are telling us.
让我们在2016年，我们共同学习和成长。
That.In 2016, we'll be learning and growing together as one body.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
是的，父神，这是你放在我们心中的一个旨意。
Father God, we have learned that this is your will that you have placed in our hearts.
也让我们谦卑在你面前，我们愿意一起来学习和成长。
Make us humble.Together before you, that we may indeed learn and grow together. May glory and praise be unto you.
祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.